أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقالوا أئذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أئنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the condition of the disbelievers and the mushrikeen. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has recited the Qur'an, and how the words of the Qur'an would not penetrate their hearts, let alone penetrate their hearts, the words of the Qur'an and the message of the Qur'an would not even penetrate their hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of an objection that they had made when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of Akhirah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of life after death, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of the Qadr. And today also those who do not believe in the existence of Allah do not believe in afterlife. And they do not believe that there is a life that exists beyond this life, and that we are going to be held accountable for our deeds. So they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالُوا, they said, أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا. Once we have turned bones and we have turned into dust, we are reduced completely to bones and dust. أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا. Will we be resurrected and will we be raised as a brand new creation? This is something they could not understand. That once we are completely reduced to dust, how is it that we will be raised up again as a new creation? قُلْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, let alone dust and bones, كُنُوا حِجَارَةً, turn into stone, أو حَدِيدًا, turn into hadir, into steel, turn into iron, أو خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَقْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ, or turn into something that you consider even harder in your hearts. In your hearts you consider it even more impossible to be resurrected and brought back to life. Whatever you want to consider yourself to be or to be transformed into, فَسَيَقُولُونَ, they will then say to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَن يُعِيدُنَا, who will bring us back? Tell them, turn into whatever you want to turn and be transformed into whatever you want to be transformed. We will bring you back. But then again, they will still ask you and they will say, مَن يُعِيدُنَا, you are speaking of resurrection and you are speaking of life after death. Who will bring us back? قُلْ, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, the one who created you from nothing the first time. The first time when he brought you into existence, he created you from nothing. The second time there will be some substance existing. There will be bones. There will be dust. There will be some remnants from your initial creation from which he will create you. But the first time he created you from nothing. Can you not think, can you not comprehend that Allah created me from nothing from the first time? Will it be impossible for that same Allah to create me from something the second time? فَسَيُنْغِدُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ, they will shake their heads, expressing their disbelief and their amazement and their wonder. They will shake their heads before you. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ, and then they'll ask you, when will it be? When will this happen? قُلْ, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا, maybe it is very near. Maybe it is near. What difference does it make to you whether it is going to happen now or it's going to happen at a later stage? Tell them it might be very soon. You just believe in it, irrespective of whether it is about to happen or it will happen later on. يَوْم, it will happen on a day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it will happen on a day. يَدْعُوكُمْ, Allah will call out to all of you. فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ, and you will all respond. بِحَمْدِهِ, by glorifying him. We learn something from this ayah, and Mufassirin explain that initially when the disbelievers are resurrected and raised from their graves, they will rise up in a state of shock. Allah explains this in Surah Yasin. قَالُوا, what will they say? Who has resurrected? مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, who has resurrected us from our marqad, our places where we were asleep? And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also explains that how they will be overtaken by remorse and regret But then, when they realize that Allah does exist, everyone will be singing the praises of Allah, even those who disbelieve in Him in this world. And they will rise up, proceeding towards Allah Azza wa Jal, proceeding towards that call, wherever the call is made, saying, Subhanaka wa bihamdik, Subhanaka wa bihamdik, Subhanaka wa bihamdik, glory be to you Allah, and all praises are for you. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of over here. Allah says, Yawm, it will happen on a day, yad'ukum, when Allah will call out to you, fatastajibuna bihamdih, and you will respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by praising Him. وَتَظُنُّونَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you will think on that day, you will think that you lived and remained in this world only for a short while. Imagine sleep. Sometimes you sleep for 6 hours or 8 hours or up to 10 hours. But when you wake up, you feel, at times you think, I must have only slept for an hour or two, or I might have only slept for 30 minutes, or I might have only slept for 2 hours, whereas you slept the entire night or you slept the entire day. Especially when a person is completely exhausted, he feels this way. After a long sleep, he feels he only slept for a short while. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's exactly how you will feel when you are resurrected from your graves and you are raised up from your graves. You will think to yourselves that you remained in this world only for a very short while. May Allah grant us the understanding.